This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. We're trying to do Halloween-themed tisbets all week. This one from the Miami Herald, Espen Flugenhoft. God, I wish that was made
up.
What
was that name?
Espen Flugenhoft.
God bless you.
Thank you. Has the byline for the Miami Herald. The headline reads, cavers find huge extraordinary spider colony on Albania-Greece border. Walking into a cave along the Albania-Grecian border, cavers shined their lights along rock walls and found a massive and extraordinary spider colony. A team of speleologists from the Czech Speleological Society visited several caves in northwestern Greece in 2022. In one cavern dubbed the Sulfur Cavern, they found a large colonial spider web. They believe it has 110,000 spiders.
Okay, so here's how this goes for me. I'm there.
Yeah.
Picture me there on the Grecian-Albanian border.
You got your headlamp on.
Got my headlamp, got my hand torch, got everything I need. Got my granola snacks for later, because you know a boy gets hungry.
Well, you're in a cave.
I'm hungry, and I'm in a cave. The moment I see 50 spiders on a web, let alone that many, this is my impression of me. Look at that. Well, I got to go now, and then I leave. I leave the country. I get on a plane, and I go to somewhere where there's not 150,000 spiders near me.
The extraordinary colonial spider assemblage, which is how they describe it.
I never listened to that band.
Spanned 1,140 square feet of the walls of this cave, home to two different species, the domestic house spider and the other spider, Prinigione vagans. The two spider species had not been known to live together until now.
In sin.
Spiders and spiders living together, raining cats and dogs. Researchers estimate the massive spider colony was made up of 111,000 spiders.
Oh, that's fine then.
About 60% domestic and 40% of the Prinigione vagan spiders.
What I really like is that it's the Prinigione vagans, which sounds like an alien race of spiders.
It does.
And then the common house spider, you know, just
the ones you find in your bathroom.
It's got a little ascot on saying, would you like some tea? Welcome. We've made you a chair out of our webs.
The team is very excited. The location of the colonial spider web coincides with an area where an unusually dense swarm of flies usually hovers. Researchers estimate the swarm had over 2.5 million flies, an abundant food source that helped to grow this impressive extraordinary spider colony.
Hey Jane, there's a spider on your shoulder.
I know. It's just giving me the grease all over the place.
You chose this one, by the way.
I know.
You were like, we got to do Halloween, so let's also do weird too. Let's do creepy. Ooh. Hey everyone listening right now, there's a spider on your shoulder.
Carmela texted us much earlier in the show. And she said, last Thursday morning, I got back in my car after gassing up. I was playing with my phone ready to start driving when I looked up on my gear shift and there was a spider. Look at how fat it is. Mm-hmm. I froze, looked around for something I could scoop it with. Nothing seemed doable. Then it just climbed over into the passenger seat and climbed underneath. That was 4 days ago. I'm pretty sure it, in caps, is still waiting to come out and attack me.
I had a spider on my side view mirror, which migrated its way to Bridget's side view mirror, which migrated its way from the tree across from us to the roof of our house, where it built this huge web suspended by our roof and the tree. And I walked out of the house and I saw a dot out of the corner of my eye, and it was just this spider sitting on a web suspended between the two, and they're not close.
That's a pretty ambitious little spider.
It wasn't like a week later. It was literally the next morning. This spider has gravitas and work ethic. I love these spiders.
It's a spider with presence.
Exactly.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.